We're delighted. The lads, it's been a long journey from, I guess we went to Ballingarry, then we had a home game against Letterkenny, which got cancelled. I don't know if you remember the bad weather way back at the start of the year. So we then had to travel away to Letterkenny, which is a 7.5 hour journey up. And then we went to Crumlin. Then we went to Bridge, and now we're going to Tralee. So it's been a long journey, and then COVID in the middle of that. So yeah, pretty amazing.
That game against Crumlin as well, it was kind of a tough game for you in that, like, you lost the player David Duboff to a kind of a broken ankle just in that game, and there was a lengthy delay as well, which I suppose would have affected the lads, but they kind of showed great resilience to get over that and push through.
Yeah, I mean, look, if anything kind of signifies what group of fellas you have is that overall journey I referred to earlier. But I mean, we went up to Crumlin, and now with COVID conditions, you're traveling 4 hours up on a bus wearing a mask, which isn't very comfortable. When you're focused on a game, you get up there. Crumlin are a very good side. We went a goal down, and then we lost a player. We moved a few fellas around, and they got stuck in and got, a pretty tremendous result against a very good Dublin team.
And how is David doing now? Is he all right, or what's the prognosis, or?
Yeah, I mean, he's recovering, but he obviously he'd be at the final, and he's a good vocal guy, so that'll be positive. But it'll be another probably 2 months before he's back playing football.
You're on the road then again for the semi-final as well, and kind of a comfortable enough win over Bridge United. 3-0 was the result there. Was it comfortable as the scoring suggests, or?
Yeah, I mean, you're away from home, and Bridge had beaten Corinthians earlier in the National Cup, which was a surprise to me because Corinthians are a very, very strong team at our age group. So you kind of you're going away from home, and it's going to be a challenge. Started pretty tentatively, and got a cracking goal from about 30 yards out. Got a second before half time, which is always a huge bonus, and nervy enough second half, but then settled into it, made a few changes, and 3-0 sounds comfortable, but anyone who knows soccer knows that a goal at any stage in the second half and it's a different game. But again, everybody was solid, and the guys who came off the bench made a difference, so it's all about the squad.
It certainly is. And I imagine that squad is buzzing now as well after that result and getting to the final, because it is such a massive achievement. How do you keep a lid on that now in training? How do you get fellas to, I suppose, keep their energy and keep their adrenaline, I suppose, for the final now next week?
Yeah, I mean, we keep it very simple, in training. We've a bit of challenge, as I'm sure everybody else has at the moment. The championship is on in hurling and football for minor levels. So we've got fellas on the panel who are playing Gaelic football and fellas who are in hurling. And I was at a game last night, where you're kind of watching the opposition and hoping some of them don't get hurt because they're going to be playing for you in the final. So they're kind of distractions you have to work around, but they're a very level-headed bunch. I mean, they know, as does the management team, how important this is to the club, to win a national title. There's a big panel. Nobody's guaranteed who's going to start. We, like all teams and squads, we've got a couple of injuries, and physio is working with a few people, and you're just hopeful that you'll have people and that they turn up on the day. I mean, Crumlin was a very, very tough game, and 4-2 in the end probably might have flattered us a bit. But you just don't know. I mean, Killarney will want this as much as us, so that's what it'll come down to, a bit of luck and who wants it more.
And you're on the road again, Michael, but I suppose considering your path to the final, you're well used to it now at this stage.
Yeah, I mean, that's the joke, that maybe we're better off traveling. But it does take a little bit out of you because again you're wearing a mask, you're packing sandwiches, you're trying to make sure you stop at the right time for people to eat before the game, stay hydrated, stay focused. But look, they've done that. I mean, that trip to Letterkenny, 7.5 hours, get to bed, get up and play a game. That was a huge test. And they've continued to do that. So you kind of ask them to focus and mind themselves in the days running up to that, and they're doing it. And back to your earlier question, they know that this is just huge, for them as individuals, for them as a group, and they just get on well with each other, respect each other. There's no, we don't have any big egos on the team. There's no, there are some superbly talented soccer players, but there's no behavior of, I'm great or whatever. They just bond together. And I mean, one of our challenges, sometimes you kind of look at them and go, do they actually realize how good they are? Because they're a quiet bunch.
And it's massive for the club overall as well. COVID restrictions being what they are, I'd imagine like before pre-COVID there would have been a huge crowd heading to Kerry. That's obviously not possible. The game is being streamed though for Douglas Hall fans, which is an advantage. But I suppose it's difficult, I suppose, for all the supporters who would have liked to have gone down and watched the game.
Yeah, I mean, we've had tremendous support. I mean, when we got news that the National Cup was going to be finished out, we went back to training, and junior premier, junior senior teams, making facilities available for to us, helping us with preparation, has just been excellent. And the chairman came out onto the pitch up in Bridge United, Brian Kennedy, and congratulated the lads. But in the next breath, kind of said, Douglas Hall hasn't won this national competition, so no pressure. So yeah, I mean, people are buzzing, and I guess it's only then you realise you meet some people who've been involved in the club all their lives, and how important it is to them. But genuine, nice support, and people congratulate you on getting so far, but you don't really want to hear that because, it's all about winning this. I know we've got there, and that's a great achievement, but this guy or these guys and this management team, we want to win it. For the guys who've been training for years, I mean, some of these guys have trained with each other since they were 5 or 6 years of age, and it would be brilliant for all of them. They're at 18 years of age now. They're coming to a stage where, with college and other things happening, things start to change. Whereas they've always been together, bar a couple of new additions. So yeah, fingers crossed.
And what do you know about Killarney Celtic now? Have you had them watched? Have you been able to see video on them, or what's the story?
Rory, the last couple of years, the kind of people I've managed games with, we've gone to watch opposition and asked fellas for different opinions, and you get information. Sometimes you confuse yourself. We kind of take the approach, yeah, we'll no doubt hear something about them, and we know who they've beaten. They've gotten to the final, but really we'll focus on ourselves. We've got a very strong setup. We may change something on the day based on what we see or somebody not performing, but as it stands, and I mean this honestly, we'll set ourselves up as we normally would, and we'll go out and give it our best shot.
Michael, and I suppose without being cocky or anything, are you confident heading to next weekend's game or?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've every reason to be confident. As when you look at our last four National Cup games, they're all games that we had to dig very deep to win. So you got to take confidence from that. And but most importantly, I know each of the members of this squad, and in their own quiet and different ways, they're all competitors. So you're confident that if they perform collectively, they can win this. So 100%, we'd be confident. I think we've beaten teams that in, but they're Crumlin, technically probably a better soccer side than us, but that's not what it takes to win games. I mean, our guys up in Crumlin, an ambulance coming, you've a lot of things against you, but you ask them to dig deep, and they fire each other up. So I think they've got a winning spirit, and they most definitely have the ability. So fingers crossed on the day. If all of that comes out, then we should get the right result.
Great stuff. Michael, thanks very much for talking to us on the Big Red Bench, and very, very best of luck.
Appreciate that. Thank you.